Hi there. The word for you today is, try to be more understanding. In Romans 12, verse 10, we read, be kindly affectionate to one another. Often the reason a relationship fails is not because of a difference of opinion, but because of a lack of understanding. So why aren't we more understanding? For three reasons. Number one, selfishness. Somebody quipped, there are two sides to every question, as long as it doesn't concern me personally. Paul writes, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another. Okay? The second thing that causes us to be lacking in our understanding toward others, are you ready for this? Fear. Prejudice is often the fear of what we're unwilling to try and understand. When it comes to new ideas, you've two options. Open your mind and grow, or reject that idea and stay the same size. You see, we tend to compare what we don't understand with what we think we do understand. You know, like the folks who told Columbus the earth was flat. When it comes to building relationships, you've got to be willing to do what you've not yet done. And number three, differences. It takes more than one color to make a rainbow and more than one musician to make an orchestra. When you take the time to appreciate differences in people, you discover that, bottom line, we all share the same hopes and fears. President Harry Truman once said, when we understand the other fellow's viewpoint and what he's trying to do, 9 times out of 10, he's just trying to do right. Basically, we all share the same hopes and fears. Two of our most common problems in this regard are, 1, gift envy, and 2, gift projection. 1 happens when we compare our talents with others and feel inferior, and the other happens when we expect others to feel equally passionate about the same things we do. Let me give you a word of scripture on this. 1 Corinthians 12:5. There are different kinds of service, but we all serve the same Lord.